WJTL bringing you 10th Avenue North. Kind to myself. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:03.
Coming to Hershey Park Stadium on July 18th is the Summer Nights Worship Tour 2025. It features Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake, and tickets are available now. Go check it out, summerworshipnightstour.com.
This morning, our friend Jill Thomason is with us. She's the founder and artistic director with Exalt Performing Arts. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you back in the studio.
Great to be here.
Love seeing your smiling face. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to shout out to all of our Exalt students and family members, and of course, my husband, Jimmy T.
Good morning, Jimmy T. Great to have you on board. So tell us all about Exalt.
So Exalt stands for Expressing Hearts and Lives to Touch. We are a nonprofit performing arts academy. We are in our second and a half year of existence.
Wow.
And just growing and thriving. Our tagline for our performing arts academy is where the arts thrive, the soul comes alive. So I believe that wholeheartedly, and I get to witness it every single day with all of our students.
That's awesome. So you were kind of telling us a day in the life yesterday. You work with a lot of younger kids, teaching them dance and expression. And
yes, we have students from 3 through adult.
Wow.
And we have all of our dance styles in action, as well as musical theater programming.
And you meet right off the square there in E-Town.
Yeah.
That's
We've renovated
cool.
that, what, 2 summers ago. And so we're super excited to be inhabiting.
Yeah. How about a theme? Do you have a theme for this year's goings-ons?
Yes, we do. So over the summer, I kept hearing the old song, which you probably will remember, by Steve Green, God Causes All Things to Grow.
Oh, yeah.
It just kept welling up over and over. And I'm like, gosh, you know, not many people would know this song. It used to be a wedding song back in probably our day.
Yeah, back in the day.
So I just really felt like that was what the Lord was impressing upon my heart. And so I started the year off. We were doing things, just our basic, you know, class structure, but with that thematic material. So how does God cause things to grow, you know? And through seasons, we have seasons of growth. We see, you know, in the fall, the leaves start to fall down, but we know that there's something germinating. There's always growth happening. So that was what I kind of felt like our theme this year should be about, and how we're going to be using it for our spring dance performance, which is our culminating activity coming up here shortly in May.
Yeah. When is your spring performance?
We are performing on May 17th at Leffler Chapel Auditorium on the Elizabethtown College campus.
And if folks want to attend that, do they need tickets? How does that work?
Yes, you'll be able to purchase tickets starting May 1st online. And that would be at our website, exaltdancecompany.org.
And so folks come to the dance there at E-Town College. What are they going to see? What are they going to experience?
So I was trying to process, how am I going to put this together, Lord? And one of the lyrics in the song says, God causes all things to grow through every season we know. Mm. So then I was thinking, we'll just do this seasonally. So the show will start off in fall, and we have some really fun pieces that we're using. One of my classes is doing Friday Night Lights, so we have like a football hip hop theme going on. They're even doing some broadcasting like game day. So we have some scripts that we've written, and so we have acting and dancing going on. Then we'll segue into winter. So my little babies are doing Once Upon a December, a little beautiful ballet dance. We'll have a real short pause, and then we pick back up with spring. And my students are coming out like ladybugs and flowers and some spring cleaning. So we have like our musical theater kids doing Hard Knock Life into tomorrow.
Very cool.
And then we wrap up with summer, where we have some of our kids going to surf camp, where they'll be surfing USA, and then some pirates even showing up on this deserted island where they're going to be hunting and searching for the hidden treasure.
Very cool. And that's May 17th.
Yes.
And it's happening in Leffler Chapel in Elizabethtown. Check it out, exaltdancecompany.org. And speaking of summer, I understand you're doing something different for summer 2026. Tell us about that.
So in our show, we are putting together a promotional video to actually expose the Exalt community and folks that are interested about one of the facets that I felt was a big part of what God gave me with this vision of at Exalt, and that is to do summer missions trips with our student population. So we are looking at different organizations to partner with and hopefully have our very first summer missions overseas program launch in the summer of 2026.
Oh, that's cool. So here's an opportunity to find out more about that on May 17th. ExaltDanceCompany.org is the place to get your tickets starting May 1st. And we're going to talk more with Jill coming up, find out more about what Exalt Performing Arts is doing. And we've got music on the way. Rhett Walker, Toby Mac, and more next.